connected. W8GFF.
This is W8GFF. I'm currently located in California and working Echo Link. Is there a net up today? Weather net up today? Over.
WB8CRS. W8GFF. Disconnected.
W8GFF again. I inadvertently disconnected rather than just stopping transmitting. Anybody copy W8GFF? Is there a net up this morning or this at? Yeah, this morning.
Rob, your audio is very low and there's no net yet, but announcements have been made. They're expecting the big wind to 1800 thereabouts NGAP.
NG8B, W8GFF, thanks for the information on that. I'm out here in California using Echolink. I hope you can hear me at least partially. Over.
You're much better now. You were just a little bit low on audio to begin with. That's 8 Papa.
Excellent. Well, cool. And did you say they're expecting the big wind about 1800, about 6 o'clock tonight, over?
Correct. That was an announcement that went over the county radio system about half hour ago.
I do appreciate it. NG8P, catch you later. W8GFF, Ventura, California, via Echolink.
Hey, have a good one, NG8P.
W8NWS, W8NWS, KD8HXT.
I don't believe they're starting until 1 o'clock, KC80GV.
Okay, very good. KD8HXP, listen.
EGV, W8NFM, good afternoon.
Hey, Rob, it was good afternoon. I guess my power decided to go out early today before the fun started. I understand the northern part of the county is also out, too. I'm trying to find out more about it. Buddy of mine in Tri-County said he's out, too. KC8EGV.
Copy. I'm on foot in Madeira, getting out while we can. We're fine here, everything right now. But I'll be monitoring throughout the afternoon, and good luck.
All right, sounds good. Generators on standby. KC8EGV.
Just so you guys know, there is a tornado watch in effect for this area and surrounding areas. KD8HXP.
Sounds good, thanks. Got it on my phone. KC8EGV.
Okay, on the net. W8NFM standing by.
NG8P. NG8P. KD8HXP.
NG8P, Bridges, Hamilton Avenue.
Okay, just wondering if your electric's been restored yet.
Known break, KD8EGV, KD8EGV, NG8P.
KC8EGV, negative. Green Hills is still out of power. I understand the Tri-County area is also out, too.
Okay, for your information, Frisch is on Hamilton Avenue, does have power. And I'm going to have to go to my house when I leave here because I forgot my cell phone. But I normally go to you know where on Sundays, but I won't be going there today. Thank you.
Do you hear me?
Okay, sounds good. I'm trying to get a friend to get on the Duke Energy website to see what they got, conserving battery power right now if I can.
We have power here, Maui.
Yeah, Struble and Pippin Smoko does, but I don't. Not sure about Springdale and Pippin. Couldn't see the traffic light. NG18.
KD8HXP
listening. KC8EVG, I'll be clear.
Connected, W8GFF.
W8GFF, KD8HXP.
W8GFF, disconnected.
Okay, KD8HXP, listening.
KD8HXP, this is W8GFF, echo.
WB8CRS.
Yes, KD8HXP, I was wondering, were you going to use that as a source for your weather information? Go ahead.
California now, so I'm not going to be in that control. I just wanted to be able to monitor if something was going on, and just to hear what the situation is on the net today. Over.
Okay, and normally the Echo Link is off during the watch and warning time, but I'll try to. Or I'll check with them and see if they'll leave it up today.
Stays on, W8OUU. Does not go off during watch.
Okay, I'm clear. W8GFF, you clear?
And air show, Rob.
Hey, Jim and Jim, hi there. KD8HXP, thanks a bunch, appreciate that. And MOUU, I'm not in an air show. I'm at my daughter's house out here in Ventura. Jill and I just came out Wednesday night, and we're coming home today. So, no air show. Air show season's done. All we have left is the convention.
Echo Link stays on, so you can monitor it. W8OUU.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. And if for any reason it becomes an issue and is problematic, shut it down if you can. If that's an easy thing to do, I do not want Echo Link to interfere with the net in any way. If necessary, I can monitor off of warn.org on the net. I'll monitor 88 direct off of that, since I wouldn't have to talk anyway. I wouldn't have anything to contribute.
We'll see what happens. I don't think it should be any problem.
At W8OUU, the controller is not set up for the Echo Link to be on during those two functions. We've discussed that. We can turn it on during the net if we need to.
I thought Bob said he left it turned on, that he didn't set the controller to turn it off during those two functions.
That was the discussion that we were having, and we need to check with them to see if they really want it that way or not. We talked about this, and I think we haven't come up with a decision yet, and I still need to get a hold of Steve or somebody from the weather, W8NWS, to see if they want to go ahead and do that.
Okay, so
we can turn it on during the net. I mean, we can still turn it on, but that's up to them. We'll leave that up to them to decide, but we can turn it on by code.
Okay, but what I'm saying is when that line of code for the controller originally turned off Echo Link when it came up, and Bob said that he decided to leave Echo Link on. Now, at this point, it's turning off automatically when the WeatherNet comes up.
To my knowledge, it is. Last time we had a WeatherNet, it was turned off. There was a previous time before that, they asked to have it turned on, and I turned it on manually.
Okay. W8OUU, thanks for the update. And Rob, did you get that?
Yes, I did. And I remember I was running the net once, and Echo Link was problematic. Somebody was keying on it and was causing what seemed to be a bit of difficulty. So it would be my recommendation, and deferring to Steve on this, but my recommendation to leave it off. Or if you're in a position to have it on and can quickly turn it off in case there's an issue, that would be okay with me. But I do not want Echo Link to be an issue, to be a problem with conducting the net.
Well, one thing we can do, and it's not widely known, and I'm not going to tell anybody, but there is a one-digit code to disconnect a problematic Echo Link user.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. If it gets going and there's any sort of difficulty, if you're able to, if you're monitoring Jim or you, Jim, HXP, and can pull that and can do that disconnect, it'd be great. All right, guys, I'll get out of here and be listening on and off as the day goes on. Thanks a lot for your help. We'll catch you guys a little bit later on W8GFF.
WB8CRS.
It's W8OUU listening. WD88KD8HXP. If you want to give me a landline, I'll tell you about it.
Okay. KD8HXP. Listening.
And by the way, gents, I am able to monitor on the WARN site, warn.org site, so that's good enough for me.
Okay, Rob, this is KD8HXP. I'm clear on that.
Actually, I'm listening to it right now. I don't know if you can hear this.
On the WARN site.
That's a little bit of a delay, but we got it. Thanks. W8GFF, California. Interesting to hear the delay of the signal as it gets over the web. W8GFF.
KD8RBQ calling KC8Q.
This is KC8Q. Go ahead.
How's it going? I thought I'd just try this thing. All our power's off here, too, so I'm running on battery backup.
Okay, I think all the way from the southern part, it sounds like, I just listened to the scanner, but it sounds like some parts of Forest Park all the way down to well into Springfield Township are out, which seems a lot for all I heard about was one transformer, but seems like a lot of people are in the dark at the moment.
Yeah, she said it went out about 11:30, so she went over to her mom's to see if she had power there. I haven't heard back from her. Of course, we don't have cell signal either, because probably one of the problems.
That's the end of your transmission there.
Oh, okay. I don't know if my battery's dying or what, but you can hear me all right on this thing?
Yeah, it works real good. No problem at all. Nice and clear.
Okay, well, I guess I'll get off and shut my power supply down and see how long this battery will last.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. KC8Q.
Talk to you later. KD8RBQ, over.
Power has returned in Green Hills. KC8EGV.
Okay, station ID again with power back on in Green Hills. Go ahead.
Yes, Brian. KC8EGV. We got power restored just a few minutes ago.
Very good. KD8HXP. NG8P. NG8P. KD8HXP.
NG8P. Wake Cross Avenue.
Okay, power's been restored in Green Hills, reported by another amateur radio operator.
Yeah, I copied all that. You might be prepared to go to minimize, like it could get really busy quickly.
Say again.
It's traffic, because things could get rather busy quickly.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll let you go, Harry. KD8HXP.
NG8P.
You need me to set the tone?
KD8HXP, I believe your call was. Could you please repeat that?
You want me to set the repeater up for the correct tone?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead and put us in watch mode.
Okay, will do.
Weather, watts, on. Weather, watts, on. Echo, link is off.
KD8HXP, back to you, net.
This is W8NWS, Cincinnati Skywarn. I'm pretty sure everyone is aware of the severe weather situation today. Storm Prediction Center has put our area on the edge of a high risk for severe damaging weather later on this afternoon, early this evening. Wilmington is treating this as a high risk potential event. Let me go ahead. We're in watch mode. We're under a PDS tornado watch. So let me dig that up real quick, and I will read the information about the tornado watch.
WNWS.
The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has issued a tornado watch for portions of Indiana, far northern Kentucky, lower Michigan, western Ohio, and Lake Huron and Lake Michigan, effective this Sunday morning, afternoon, and evening from 11:20 until 8 p.m. Note, this is a particularly dangerous situation. The primary threats include several intense tornadoes likely, numerous damaging wind gusts likely, with several significant gusts to 80 miles per hour possible, several large hail events to 1.5 inches in diameter likely. And again, this covers all the counties in our area and up through Dayton, I believe. Right now, from looking at radar and the warnings, most of this is in Illinois, and it will be slowly making its way later on this afternoon. In addition, I believe we're under a high wind watch or wind advisory. I believe I read things where there are people throughout the area who are having issues with their power. So please take that into consideration as well as we go out to the afternoon and evening. Apparently there are two waves of weather that will hit us. The first will be the potential for severe thunderstorms and tornadic supercells this afternoon through early evening, and then a squall line which will bring dangerous winds and some embedded tornadoes. So stay tuned. We're going to be here throughout the evening, and as soon as we get any warnings or any updates from the Weather Service, we will pass that on. W8NWS.
W8NWS and ATFD Mobile.
Any TFDs, W8NWS, please go ahead.
I'm on the move, obviously. Just wanted to see if everything was okay, if you guys needed anything, if you're settled in.
Any TFD, we have three people here. We're fine, and we're monitoring things going on to our west, and just in a holding pattern right now.
All right. Should be an interesting day. I may be listening off and on from where I am. If it gets bad, you know I'll be. So do good work, gentlemen. NATFD Mobile.
There you got it, NATFD's W8NWS.
W8NWS, Cincinnati Skywarn. Station's on frequency from the Kentucky area. Your tornado or the tornado watch that's been in effect has been extended to the following counties in northern Kentucky. I am going to call out counties that are actually not in our area, but for the sake of other folks traveling today. In northern Kentucky, the watch has been extended to Bracken, Carroll, Gallatin, Grant, Owen, and Pendleton. This includes the cities of Brooksville, Carrollton, Falmouth, Owenton, Warsaw, and Wilmington. By Williamstown. We're aware that that is not in our coverage area, but it's just showing that this storm is starting to grow with concern at the National Weather Service. If you have any reports, we will be standing by. This is W8NWS, Cincinnati Skywarn.
This is W8NWS, Cincinnati Skywarn. We're still monitoring the weather situation. There is a PDS tornado watch that continues for another 4 hours through 8 p.m. PDS tornado watch is a particularly dangerous situation. Primary threats include several intense tornadoes, likely, numerous damaging wind gusts, likely, with several significant gusts to 80 miles an hour possible, and several large hail events up to 1.5 inches in diameter are likely. We also have a wind advisory until midnight.
Sustained winds from 15 to 25 miles an hour will continue with gusts up to 45 miles an hour. This has caused power outages earlier today.
Great.
National Weather Service in Wilmington still says that the primary severe threat will be between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. So now we're entering the window. We are monitoring some scattered spotty showers in Butler, Hamilton, Northern Boone, somewhat in Kenton County, and we're seeing watches and warnings over western Indiana along Interstate 65, particularly a tornado confirmed on the ground in Vincennes, Indiana, south of Bloomington, which could impact our area within an hour or so if it stays together. As always, WNMBS, we are monitoring the situation, and if there are any warnings, we'll pass them right along. And if you have any storm reports, please pass those along to us. This is WNMBS, standing by for reports. WNWS with a special weather statement. This is from the National Weather Service office in Wilmington, issued at 4:09 p.m. The threat for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes is rapidly increasing.
Right.
The threat for severe thunderstorms containing damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes will peak across southeast Indiana, northern Kentucky, and southwest into central Ohio between 4:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. A broken line of severe thunderstorms will sweep east through the area during this time as it congeals and intensifies. The hazardous weather should be east of the area by 9:30 p.m. Now is the time to finalize your plans of action when warnings or severe thunderstorm or tornado are issued for your area. When a warning is issued, seek shelter inside a reinforced structure. Garages, barns, outbuildings, mobile homes, and automobiles do not provide sufficient shelter from extreme thunderstorm winds or tornadoes. Seek shelter instead in a residential home or larger office business building, away from windows and on the lowest floor possible in the center of the building. The idea is to put as many walls between you and the weather as possible. Break. Given storm speeds in excess of 60 miles per hour, this is not the time to rush to the window to see the storm when a warning is issued. Instead, rush to a sturdy and reinforced shelter. That's the end of the message. And this is W8NWS, standing by. This is W8NWS with a tornado warning. The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a tornado warning for northern Ripley County in southeast Indiana until 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At 4:55 p.m., radar was tracking a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 14 miles west of Otter Village, moving east at 55 miles per hour. This storm previously produced a tornado and may generate another tornado at any time. Break. Locations impacted include Osgood and Batesville. In addition, Otter Village, Napoleon, Ballstown, Sunman, and Bentown are near the path of this dangerous thunderstorm. This includes the following interstate: Interstate 74 between mile markers 149 and 157. This is WAWNWS waiting for storm reports for Ripley County for this tornado warning.
WAWNWS.
W8ROC.
W8ROC, this is W8NWS. You're calling in with a storm report?
Negative, just made a transmitter adjustment to make sure we're still on the air. We are monitoring here intermittently. Have a 10-digit number if you want that too.
Okay, thank you much. Remember, there's a tornado warning for Ripley County until 5:30 p.m. W8NWS. Continues for northern Ripley County in southeast Indiana until 5:30 p.m. At 4:55 p.m., radar was tracking a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 14 miles west of Otter Village, moving east at 55 miles an hour. The storm previously produced a tornado and may generate another tornado at any time. We have a tornado for northern Ripley County for another 15 minutes until 5:30. If you have any storm reports, please call W8NWS. W8NWS, we've just received cancellation from the tornado warning for northern Ripley County. I also request at this point to keep the repeater in warning mode, even though there are no active warnings at this point. We do have the squall line, which isn't too far away, so it just makes sense to just keep the repeater in warning mode. And once those warnings come out, we will deliver them. This is W8NWS. W8NWS with a severe thunderstorm warning. The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Preble County in west central Ohio, southern Dark County in west central Ohio, Wayne County in east central Indiana, northern Fayette County in east central Indiana, and northern Union County in east central Indiana. The severe thunderstorm warning is active till 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 5:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 6 miles west of Franklin to 27 miles west of Bentonville, moving east at 60 miles an hour. Storm hazards include damaging winds to 70 miles an hour. Locations impacted include Hagerstown, Cambridge City, Fountain City, Connersville, Centerville, Richmond, New Paris, Arcanum. In addition, Franklin, Economy, Williamsburg, Dublin, Mount Auburn, Greens Fork, Jacksonburg, and East Germantown are in path of these severe thunderstorms. This includes the following interstate: I-70 between mile markers 133 and 156 in Indiana, and I-74 between mile markers 0 and 9 in Ohio. Break. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Dearborn, Fayette, Franklin, Ripley, and Union counties in southeastern Indiana until 6 p.m. Please call the storm reports to W8NWS.
W8NWS, KDC, taxi.
KD8HXP, this is W8NWS, please go ahead.
That one contact I copied is call sign. He's from Lakeside Park, Kentucky. Just information, that was the one, KE4WTU, that never got back to you.
Okay, did he have a specific report? I'm looking here at the log. Looks like he called about 5:22.
No, I couldn't copy anything. All I could get was his call sign.
Yeah, there are no warnings for northern Kentucky right now, so we're good. But we still have that severe thunderstorm warning for several counties in southeastern Indiana. Dearborn, Franklin, Fayette, Ripley, and Union until 6 p.m. So, if you're in your reports, please call W8NWS. We'll be standing by for your reports. This is W8NWS.
KDAD, check state.
W8ROC, W8NWS.
W8ROC, please go ahead.
Got one damage report received here. Station 56, fire station in Harrison, Ohio, received some minor wind damage this time.
All right, do you have a time?
It's about 7 minutes old report.
Ned, please stand by. We have an additional tornado warning. Please stand by. This is WNWS with a tornado warning. The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a tornado warning for northern Dearborn County, southeastern Franklin County, and northeastern Ripley County in southeast Indiana until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Break. At 5:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Ballstown, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Locations include Bright, in addition, Sunman, Pentown, Waynesburg, Lawrenceville, St. Peter, New Alsace, St. Leon, and Dover are near the path of this dangerous thunderstorm. This includes the following interstate: Interstate 74 between mile markers 146 and 169. Please take cover or please provide your storm reports to WNWS. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for those counties as well. This is WNWS with a severe thunderstorm warning. Please stand by. The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Boone County in northern Kentucky, southern Ripley County in southeast Indiana, southern Dearborn County in southeast Indiana, Ohio County in southeast Indiana, and Switzerland County in southeast Indiana until 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Break. At 5:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from 6 miles northwest of New Marion to 14 miles west of New Marion to 28 miles southwest of Rexville, moving east at 55 miles an hour. Storm hazards include winds to 60 miles an hour. Break. Locations impacted include Versailles, Dillsboro, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Rising Sun, Vevey. In addition, New Marion, Rexville, Benham, Moline, Cross Plains, Cold Springs, Friendship, and Farmers Retreat are near the pass of these severe thunderstorms. Please call with your storm reports to W8NWS. This is W8NWS. Standing by. This is W8NWS with a severe thunderstorm warning. Please stand by.
The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Warren County in southwest Ohio. Now, Butler County in southwest Ohio, eastern Franklin County in southeast Indiana, southeastern Union County in east central Indiana until 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Break. At 5:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from Abbotsville to Cedar Grove, moving east at 75 miles per hour. Storm hazards include damaging winds to 70 miles an hour. Break. Locations impacted include Arcanum, Eaton, Oxford, Camden, Lewisburg, Covington, West Milton, Hamilton, Troy, Trotwood, Trip City, Vandalia. This includes the following interstates: I-70 between mile markers 5 and 53 in Ohio, I-71 between mile markers 32 and 40 in Ohio, I-75 between mile markers 26 and 80 in Ohio. Calling your reports to W8NWS, W8NWS, standing by. Jason calling, this is W8NWS, I didn't get you, could you please repeat? That's a break. This is W8NWS with the severe thunderstorm warning. Please stand by. The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Claremont County in southwest Ohio, southern Warren County in southwest Ohio, Hamilton County in southwest Ohio, southern Butler County in southwest Ohio, Campbell County in northern Kentucky, Boone County in northern Kentucky, Kenton County in northern Kentucky, Central Ripley County in southeast Indiana, Dearborn County in southeast Indiana, southeastern Franklin County in southeast Indiana, and Ohio County in southeast Indiana until 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Break. At 5:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated severe thunderstorms located along the line extending from Okina to Guilford to 6 miles southwest of Cold Springs, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Storm hazards include damaging winds to 70 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Harrison, Hidden Valley, Dillsboro, Greendale, Cleves, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Coleraine Township, Fairfield, Forest Park, Cheviot, Westchester. Break. In addition, Mount Sinai, Lehigh, New Haven, Elizabethtown, Hooven, Wilmington, Ross, and Grandview are near the path of these severe thunderstorms. This includes the following interstates: Interstate 74 between mile markers 161 and 171 in Indiana, and between mile markers 0 and 19 in Ohio. 75 between mile markers 181 and 191 in Kentucky, and between mile markers 0 and 26 in Ohio. This is W8NWS, waiting for your storm reports. I also just noticed that the tornado warning for Ripley, Franklin, and Dearborn counties has been canceled. We do have these severe thunderstorm warnings for most of the counties in the rest of our area right now, so please call in with your storm reports. This is W8NWS, standing by.
Hotel Quebec, CO.
call, W8NWS.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Hotel Quebec CS.
That's Kilo Charlie 8 Quebec, I didn't catch the rest of it.
Kilo Charlie 8 Hotel Queen Sugar, Hotel Quebec Sierra.
Kilo Charlie 8 Hotel Quebec Sierra, please go ahead with the report.
Measured as a 9-hour rain rate. 9 inches an hour rain rate.
KCHQS, I barely got part of it. It sounds like you're reporting a rainfall measurement. Can you please repeat?
Sorry, is this any better?
Yes, it is. Please go ahead.
My weather station measured a rain rate of 9 inches an hour. A rain rate of 9 inches an hour, sorry, and a wind gust of 25 miles per hour.
Oh. Right, what was your location and how long a period of time where it was measuring a rain rate of 9 inches per hour?
I think it was very short. They were about the same amount of time, and I'm about 1.5 north.
8NWS, standby for a tornado warning.
NWS with a tornado warning. Please stand by. National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Butler County in southwest Ohio, northern Warren County in southwest Ohio, until 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Break. At 6:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado near Middletown, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Franklin, Springboro, Waynesville. In addition, Carlisle, Park and State Route 48 and State Route 73, Lytle, Centerville, Corwin, Bellbrook, and Mount Holly are near the path of this dangerous thunderstorm. This includes the following interstate, I-75 between mile markers 32 and 45. Please make your reports to WNWS. This is WNWS standing by. KC8HQS, this is W8NWS. Can you please clarify what time you have the 9 inches per hour report for your rainfall?
Hang on just a second, I'll check it, get back in a second. KC at HQS. W8NWS, this is KC at HQS. Looks like 6:13 p.m. For the wind and the rain. 9 inch per hour rain rate and the 25 mile an hour wind. 6:13 p.m. KC at HQS.
KC8HQS, got it. What is your location?
West of Hamilton.
West of Hamilton?
Roger.
All right, thank you very much. W8NWS. NWS Cincinnati Skywarn, just an update, we have the severe thunderstorm warning for Switzerland County until 6:30 p.m.
severe thunderstorm warning for Dearborn,
Franklin, Ohio, Ripley, Boone, Kenton, Campbell, Butler, Warren, Claremont, and Hamilton until 6:45 p.m. We have a tornado warning for Butler, Green, Miami, and Warren County until 6:45 p.m. Please call WNWS for storm report. This is WNWS.
W8NWS, Cincinnati Skywarn.
Tornado 1,
we just received information about a tornado warning for Campbell County. Please stand by for details. This is W8NWS, Cincinnati Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a tornado warning for Campbell County in northern Kentucky, Kenton County in northern Kentucky, Central Claremont County in southwest Ohio, and southeastern Hamilton County in southwest Ohio until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At 6:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Ryland Heights, moving east at 55 miles per hour. In addition to the tornado, this storm is capable of producing destructive straight-line winds. Break. Locations impacted include Anderson Township, New Richmond, Amelia, Batavia, Bethel. In addition, Fruit Hill, California, Blairsville, New Palestine, Cherry Grove, Mount Carmel, Withamsville, Lindale are past this dangerous thunderstorm. The tornado warning for Butler and Warren counties has been canceled, but the one for Campbell County, Kenton County, Claremont, Ohio, and Hamilton, Ohio is in effect for the next half hour till 7 p.m. Please call W8NWS with your storm reports. This is W8NWS.
N8WNS, this is KAHXR.
K8HXR, please go ahead with your report.
I'm located in near St. Bernard in Cincinnati. Be advised, the tornado sirens are going off in this area. Go ahead.
That is correct. We have a tornado warning, but St. Bernard is not in the polygon. It's in Hamilton County for the far southeastern part around Anderson Township, give or take.
Roger that. This is KHXR listening.
Thank you much, W8NWS. This is W8NWS. The severe thunderstorm warning for Dearborn, Franklin, Ohio, Ripley, Boone, Kenton, Campbell, Butler, Warren, Claremont, and Hamilton counties until 6:45. For a few more minutes. The tornado warning for Kenton, Campbell, Southeast Hamilton, and Central Claremont continues until 7 p.m. Please call W8NWS for their storm reports. This is W8NWS, Cincinnati Skywarn, with a severe thunderstorm warning.
The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Claremont County in southwest Ohio, southeastern Warren County in southwest Ohio, eastern Hamilton County in southwest Ohio, and Campbell County in northern Kentucky, and Kenton County in northern Kentucky until 7:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Break. At 6:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, radar indicated severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from Morrow to Fairfax to Ellesmere, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Storm hazards include damaging winds to 70 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Highland Heights, Milford, Riverbend, and Coney Island, Anderson Township, Branchester, Batavia, Amelia, New Vienna, Lynchburg, Leesburg, Mount Orris, Hillsboro. In addition, Middlesboro, Terrace Park, Turpin Hills, State Route 350 at U.S. Route 22, Newtown, Mulberry, State Route 123 at State Route 132, and Fairview near the path of the severe thunderstorm. This includes the following interstates: I-71 between mile markers 0 and 35 in Ohio, and I-75 between mile markers 184 and 191 in Kentucky. In addition, a tornado warning continues for Claremont County until 7 p.m. This is WNWS waiting for your storm reports.
At NWS, KB4VK.
KB4VKS, W8NWS.
Do have an actual report of water over the road at Old Taylor Mill and Wayman's Branch, which is about a mile to a mile and a half from where I am. I have a report on scene. Also, they do have a power outage in that area. I'm not quite sure how large of an area it covers. I have power here. There is power at a shopping center a couple of miles up the road, so I would assume it's somewhere between us. But there is water over the road at Old Taylor Mill and Wayman's Branch Road.
That's Kenton County, correct?
Affirmative. That would be in central to southern Kenton County.
QSL, thank you. W8NWS.
KB4VKS.
I just wanted to report a temporary power outage in the Whitlamsville, Claremont County area. It went out, came back on. Over.
All right, temporary power outage. Okay, got it. Thank you, W8NWS.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo X-ray Charlie, just west of Eastgate area. We are reporting high winds with as much as 1 inch limbs down. 1 inch limbs down, KCAKXC.
Yeah, what's the location?
We are about a half mile east of the Eastgate Mall, EM79 UC33.
Yeah, it's moving right to the area there. So, okay, thank you very much. Actually, if you keep an eye out for any type of large trees or large branches, water over the road, that type of thing, if you could report it into the net, we'd appreciate it. This is W8NWS, Cincinnati Skyward.
KCAKXC.
NWS. Stations in northern Kentucky, it looks as if the 147.375 machine is down. We do have a station that is monitoring the output of that frequency on Simplex, so if you do have any reports, you can make sure you just turn your offset to off and contact KB4VKO, I believe it is, or call into this frequency. This is W8NWS.
box, not leaving.
KDABKS.
KDABKS, this is W8NWS, please go ahead.
Yes, sir, just wanted to report we had three power flashes here in Mount Washington. Had run wind gusts approximately about 35 to 40 miles an hour and very heavy rain. KDABKS, Mount Washington.
KDABKS, what time did this occur? All right, thank you very much. W8NWS.
India 4, Quebec, Foxtrot, Lima.
Calling, could you please repeat your call sign?
Abby Kilo, India 4, Quebec, Foxtrot, Lima.
All right, please go ahead.
Kilo, India 4, Quebec, Foxtrot, Lima, copy.
Kilo India 4, Quebec, Foxtrot, Lima, do you have a report? This is W8NWS.
Kilo India 4, Quebec, Foxtrot, Lima.
Go ahead.
Kilo India 4, Quebec, Foxtrot. Kentucky, Allendale Trailer Park. I have several mobile homes that are faced in the southwesterly direction with numerous pieces of skirting blown off of them. Also, I have a few downed tree limbs and that ranging between quarter inch to about an inch round.
Okay, what time did this occur?
Late within the past 20 minutes, sir.
Okay, so reporting damage to mobile homes and healthy branches up to 1 inch. In Ellesmere, about 6:40 p.m., is that correct?
It's affirmative.
And the trailers are rocking, don't come a knocking.
I thank you for your report, W8NWS.
India 4, Quebec, Foxtrot, Lima, thank you.
This is W8NWS, top of the hour, reviewing all the reports. There are no tornado warnings in our area. Severe thunderstorm warnings continue until 7:45 for Bracken, Campbell, Gallatin, Grant, Kenton, Mason, Owen, Pendleton, Robertson, Brown, and Claremont counties. Excuse me if I repeat these because there are a bunch of them. Let's see. Severe thunderstorm warning continues for Campbell, Kenton, Adams, Brown, Claremont, Clinton, Hamilton, Highland, Ross, and Warren counties until 7:45. And I think I have everything. Oh, Warren County until 7:30, if I didn't throw in Warren County. So most of our area looks like we'll be under these war. The rest of the W8NWS.
W8NWS, KD8EAH.
KD8EAH is W8NWS. Please go ahead with your report.
I'm at State Route 32 in Elick Lane in Union Township, Claremont County, reporting flash flooding at the intersection, water in the intersection approximately a foot deep.
And this is currently occurring, 7:06 p.m.
That's affirmative.
All right, one more thing. How do you spell Elick?
Edward Lincoln Ida Charlie Kilo.
All right, KD8EAH, thank you very much. W8NWS.
NWS, NAJMV.
NAJMV, this is W8NWS. Please go ahead with your report.
November 8, Juliet, Mike Victor. Power outage. Just a few seconds ago. We had a blink before that. Now, lights are out again. Just want to let you know. Southeast of Amelia.
Sounds like Claremont County got hit pretty hard. All right, we got it. Thank you. W8NWS.
Come on, battery backup in the house here. That's NAJMV.
NWS, it's a Skywarn. With some good news, the tornado watch, PBS tornado watch, has been canceled for several counties. Hamilton County, Boone, Gallatin, Butler, Dearborn, Union, Fayette, Ripley, Franklin, Switzerland, Ohio County. The tornado watch continues for those counties pretty much east of Hamilton County until 8 o'clock for another 45 minutes or so. W8NWS. This is W8NWS in Cincinnati Skyward. We still have a severe thunderstorm warning technically for about another 15 minutes or so until 7:45 p.m. for Bracken, Grant, Mason, Owen, Pendleton, counties in Kentucky, Brown, and Claremont, Ohio. Looks like the storm's actually blown through there already, or at least the Ohio counties. If you have any storm reports, additional storm reports, please call W8NWS. This is W8NWS in Sunny Skyward. Active severe thunderstorm warnings have expired. There are no warnings for our area, and we've received permission from Wilmington to shut down the net. Squall line has moved through, and the tornado watch will be over in 15 minutes. Thanks, everyone, for your participation and reports, and I guess we all can be grateful that it didn't turn out as bad as we thought, even though it could have gotten really bad earlier. The things that we're learning about that happened in Indiana and Illinois. So this is W8NWS clear, and we're turning this repeater to normal amateur use.
Weather warning off. Weather warning off. Echo link is on.
KD8HXP. Thanks, W8NWS, for your service. KD8HXP.
I switched the alert off already, Jim.
Okay. We must have did it at the same time, but whatever. Anyway, it's work. It's back to normal state, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we dodged a bullet.
Yeah, they had a pretty good straight line here, but to be honest, I didn't have nothing to measure with. We had real good rain here, but I don't even have a rain thing, but we did have some pretty... I'll have to wait until the morning, see if there's any damage. I don't know. But everything seems to be intact out front. I'm not sure in the back.
I don't get an accurate wind speed because my anemometer is not that high off of the ground. I measured a gust 10 minutes to 7. 10 minutes to 8, I guess it was. That's 40 miles an hour. And we've had 1.16 inches of rain. I know that's accurate because I calibrated my rain gauge.
Yeah, I think we did dodge the bullet. I think the only thing we got left, maybe some winds, but that's about it. I think the rest of it's done for tonight. So I think I'm going to sit down and relax for a while and take it easy. You have a good night, Jim. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll give you a call, maybe. 73's KD8HXP.